everybody. This is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by. And as always, I send you love. I am going to, I guess this video is going to be in reference to our sun and moon coming here, coming in the end of August here in Virgo. So, of course, that means that Virgo season is creeping up on us, which will be here in a few more days, which begins on August the 22nd and continues on into September the 22nd. Now, if you are just thinking about the sun and the moon, in Virgo, that is. And this is a new moon, though. It's not a full moon. But just to, think about that. The sun now is standing in the sign of Virgo instead of the moon. Which, if the moon, but being that the moon also, it's a new moon. But if it were just a full moon, although a full moon is an illumination or of the illumination of the fullness of a moon, making it shine. The moon in itself is always dealing with our sexual region. Of course, is going to be attached to Earth within our tree of life. And any time, which is the bottom of the tree, towards the bottom of the tree, the lower Eden. And when the sun now is in that sign, now it amplifies this energy, or the energy now is in its opposite, of course, duality, of course, of being it the sun. Now, the energies are in its highest area. Excuse me, I can't think of the word. It is no longer at its descent. It is in the ascent. I hope that makes sense. So, but if you think about what the Bible talks about with the woman with the sun and the moon under her feet, I'm going to talk about that. But I also wanted to talk about, if I were to go back and I kind of, well, let me see. This took place for me maybe about a week ago. I think it was during that time frame when I was having that difficult week. And I was really trying that week, and some emotions are now creeping up for me as well. I was really trying that week to not beat myself up for being just so angry. But I also had a realization that we were approaching that the cusp, the peak of the Lionsgate portal. And again, if you don't recall, the Lionsgate portal, or Leo, deals with the heart. And then if you know about the Lionsgate portal in general, this deals with a lot of Egypt-type energy, or the Sphinx. And Egypt and the Sphinx deals with the four major elements. And if you have maintained balance, and I've spoken about this before in several of my videos, that only when the heart is able to maintain the energies, of course, if the energy has finally risen above the heart, you are ready for your ascension cycle. We are not ascended until the energy has risen above the heart and reaches into the crown. And that means that when the energies are now stable within lower Eden and the heart, you can make that higher connection. I had a vision where I was asleep, and I was laying on my left side. But in my vision, upon my awakening of my own consciousness inside my inner being, I was kind of turning to roll over, if you will, to the right side or on my back. And this beautiful being was there, wearing clothes in all white, and was handing me a white lily. I was shocked, not scared, but it shocked me because, you know, if you were ever roll over and you see somebody, of course, there's a difference between having a fear and a shock. So, I went to, and this past week here, or for a couple of days here, whatever, however long it's been, I've been thinking of some things. Some things have been coming into my awareness, like bittersweet. And let me see if I can go to my notes, because I, now that I'm making this video, I can't remember anything. bittersweet as wormwood is one such verse. And also, I've been thinking a lot about Father, Father, why have thou forsaken me? And also, Jesus, this is your mother, and mother, this is your this is your son. So I, you know, I never really, why would Jesus be introduced to his mom if he already knew who his mom was? And then why would the mom have to be reintroduced to her son? You know, it's just like us learning about who Christ is. We have to really learn about who the Divine Mother is. And of course, in order to get to the Father, we must have both of those connections and then learn about who the Father is within ourselves. And so I have been, one of my major lessons is here, just one lesson, okay? And it's very, 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 very tiny and kind of insignificant, probably pertaining to your perspective or some of your perspectives out there. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. And of course, just no judgment against it. But my lesson about why I have not exercised for 4 years. And again, it's not that I exercise or don't exercise. It's not about the actual act. It's about the lesson that I have learned and developed as a result of me making that decision. And it was me who decided to not exercise, but my ego, or, you know, we can say it was the ego, or we can say our higher self. You can blame even your ego. My ego was making me do it. Or, you know, I used to say when I first began, oh, God took me away from exercising because God wanted me to learn more about my faith and connect more spiritually. Well, you know, I have done that. I have done that. But that was just an excuse. I made an excuse to not do something. That is just one example of falling, okay? I fell. And there's nothing wrong with me falling, except if I didn't learn about why I fell. Or if I didn't learn that I fell, and how the heck do I climb back up? That's the difference. That if you make a decision, whether it's good or bad, we all know that there's going to be a cause and effect. If you make that decision, and you don't, if you don't even understand why you're doing something, that becomes another effect. But if you're doing something and you think, oh my gosh, are you doing it for yourself? Are you doing it for others? Is it really going to be good for you? Is it bad for you? All kinds of outcomes can come out of these things. And so in the Bible, it talks about testing spirits. Testing spirits. And it's very, very tricky. So, again, if I go back and then, well, God put this into my heart or my thoughts and wanted me to just stop exercising. It just didn't feel right any longer. So I'm going to stop. I hit a plateau I hit a wall. Things got really difficult. I was going through something difficult, and I began to just get really heavy. Things began to get really heavy, and it began to get heavier as my mother-in-law required more assistance. I still had time. We have time to do everything, except we have to gain willpower to get it done. Strength and willpower. You know, to do what is right. So when we are trying to do what is right, again, we have to learn the difference between, are we doing it for ourselves, or are we doing it to please others, or are we doing it to please God? I used to exercise for myself and others. I really wanted to look a certain way. I really did. And of course, my mind, my heart really wanted to provide, be a benefit in other people's lives, be a huge influence in other people's lives, give them lots of hope and faith back. You know, and we think that that's really, really good because we're bringing a spark back to the lives of other people. You're going to have to keep going and learn the difference between what it means to be selfless. And every time the ego is still intact, that voice, we have so many voices that are going to be talking to us. So many different archetypes. And every archetype has a good part and a bad part within it. We have to listen to those voices. And those voices are going to tell us something that is going to really make us think that this is the best thing for us. Or for another person. And we're going to have to decide, is this right? Is this wrong? Is this good? Is this bad? Who's this for? So I'm sure by now you understand basically what the ego is. And the ego always wants you to be safe. We think that safe, that word safe, is good. But the ego, safety in the form of ego, means that the ego lives. Every time you can change your mind or understand something, especially, little by little, you are picking off pieces of the ego to the point that it is non-existent or it is no longer in control of you. So Christ in his opposite light is what we call the devil. And this has the ability of dragging you into hell, where you just cannot get out of it. Lots of depression, lots of anger, lots of guilt, lots of blame, all that kind of stuff. Anything is possible there. But of course, if you begin to rise, set yourself free, understanding your experiences, anything is possible at the top of the tree. And by the way, if you are having difficulty in hearing me today, I am using Bluetooth set. So let me also go cut off this fan. I didn't do a test run before I decided to make this video here. The ego, again, it doesn't want you to change your mind. It wants you to be comfortable. If you are comfortable in your life or are resisting change, the ego is really, really in control over you. Once you start to break free from that, you know, even when you get to a certain point, you know, I thought, and I was proven wrong here through this past couple of weeks, that I had a great understanding. And of course, I've learned something. So I'm not beating myself up. It's just the path. I am very grateful for the past 4 years here of me just not exercising. And I want you to put in my, when I say, every time I say exercising, I want you to use something that you have been either refraining from doing or that you are doing or aren't doing that you haven't, that's had this kind of hold over you, okay? I guess things that you have not been doing. You know, how many times in the last 4 years has my, you know, I'm like, oh gosh, you really should exercise, Christy. You don't feel so good. You don't feel good. You know, you're tight. You're just tired. And tiredness, of course, comes along with our entire ascension cycle from time to time. But I really began to feel slow, really slow, and lacked flexibility in my body. And I still kept, you know, oh, well, if it was really time, God's really going to hit me and make me wake up and tell me it is time. And after my mother-in-law passed, I was like, well, you're getting time. More and more free time. I didn't start to watch my granddaughter, you know, consistently for I don't know how long it was, but it was time for me. And still, as I had extra time, I took that time to just be, really. To do, of course, whatever life came up, help my husband more if he needed it, to kind of relax. There has been so much fullness, and I use fullness in the term of lessons in the past 4 years. And there's nothing wrong with that choice that I chose to just relax. Because in finally, or all these 4 years, relaxing, not doing it, being lazy, whatever you want to call it, choosing not to exercise, I chose to learn a lesson. I chose to learn a lesson, and I chose to listen finally to who was teaching me that lesson. Mom and Dad are there to guide and nurture us. Now, it depends on where you are. You're always listening to male and female, the masculine and feminine energies within. You're healing relationships in your life. Hopefully, you are healing your relationships. Because if you are healing your relationships, you are listening to especially your opposite sex. If you are a female in this lifetime, you have to learn to cooperate with the masculine energy inside, but also your own feminine energy, but mostly the opposite sex. And if you are a male, it is the opposite, but you're also supposed to understand your masculine energy, but you're supposed to work with your opposite sex always. That is what it means to keep the Sabbath day holy. And that is the Divine Mother when you reach finally those higher levels of your growth. You are going to connect to the Mother who is the Mother. And that's why when Christ was being crucified on the cross, he's being introduced. It's not to the Mother of Earth. When the actual Jesus roamed, he was speaking in terms of spirit here, being introduced to that divine feminine energy. And here, Mom, I'm reuniting you back with your son. And so I have been having in the my heart area, and it began mostly Saturday is when it began. I decided to stay home, and my mother decided to stay home. We didn't do our day together of togetherness that day. Decided to just kind of take it easy, and right after I made that decision, this pain, very discomfort, this huge discomfort in the back of my heart began to the point that I was like, "Oh crap, I'm not going to be able to. I can't move my head now because it's kind of radiating upward. I can't move my shoulders, and my arms are getting really tight, really tight." And it was a little discomfort or tight in the front as well. So it's in between. I guess it's the thymus gland. It's right the huge area of where your thymus gland is, in the front, in the back, but mostly in the back. So I was dealing with that on Saturday. I wanted to exercise. I created some stillness and was trying to figure out and understand these messages. And I decided to just rest on Saturday. Sunday, I understood something. As I have mentioned, I have been thinking of when Christ was on the cross and those verses of the Bible were coming to me. And as I spoke, I mentioned the me thinking of bittersweet as wormwood. This is vinegar, and this is the vinegar that Christ was given on the cross as well. It vinegar is a substance here in this reality that is very beneficial to cleansing or purifying and detoxing the body. This deals with the 22nd letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and is which is Tav, and it signifies the cross. And I knew though that my heart was being affected here, and because I have been explaining, like I did in my other video, that I was feeling anger, too much fire in the heart in a negative way, comes out in lots of anger, but other bad emotions, but anger is just one, too much negative fire. And so I was purifying that fire. So I knew this had to do with this discomfort was something in relationship to the heart. Well, the heart is where the soul sits. And the soul does not sit until we connect with the mother. The mother, the Holy Mother, is the flame, the white flame that helps carry us through our ascension cycle. When we ascend, we are actually, the energies are finally going up into the crown, illuminating the pineal gland. So I know I haven't been there. Although I talk about this from time to time in my videos pertaining to certain energies that we're going through or things that I am experiencing. And that's why I also will say I'm never there. I'm not there because I haven't had certain experiences yet. I've just recently had the descent of the dove. I haven't had that. So I knew I was nowhere close to approaching being crucified, if you will, or the true baptism. So I just knew I wasn't there. I had tons of work to do. And so the mother is going to give you, and I think I said this in my other video, last video, but then I said I was going to wait to explain it further. She opens the door. Remember, I told you the Divine Mother opens the door, and she's going to hand you or give you, you know, I want to say it's the key. Because if the mom doesn't permit you, you're not going anywhere. So if you have no connection, if you don't know who your mother is, and I think I read this somewhere that Samuel Anwar, in his one of his books or something, he was asked when he was being initiated who his mother was. And he spoke about his earthly mother in this reality, and he wasn't given access. You have to find out the relationship and what this means, who your divine mother is. You have to develop that relationship. And, you know, I can't make you understand this connection that you're going to attain, because you're going to have an experience, and you're going to have that experience teach you something. Your lesson. All along, though, when I decided to stop, you know, we can blame anybody. When we are blaming anybody, that is the opposite of the good serpent. You know, the serpent or the kundalini, the ascension flame, our sexual, that sexual energy that you hear people talking about and trying to teach you all about, use your sexual energy. If you are using it negatively, like I was using it to not do something good. I was not honoring. I wasn't honoring. I wasn't honoring my mother. Therefore, I can't honor my father. If we aren't honoring our parents, there's no connection that's going to be made. But, you know, it's not bad, okay? You can sit there and whatever decisions that you have been making for yourself and beat yourself up. And I know, I did it too. Within this 4 years, I know I've sat around saying, oh gosh, you're being lazy. Look at you. You should be doing this. You just are lazy today. You don't want to. It doesn't feel right. All kinds of things, you know, come up. But then life comes around and changes your mind. Oh, never mind. I'm just going to go do this. You know, I thought it was flow as well. I did. All kinds of things that I thought was happening. And then you can finally learn something. You're given a little bit more knowledge. It is only through which is water, which comes from, now we just passed the full moon in Aquarius. You know, water is, which comes from the 13th letter of the Hebrew alphabet of mother, which is Mem. She is a record keeper and delivers divine knowledge. This is nothing that you can read. Nothing. It must be experienced. And then that experience is going to attach you to something. You're going to be given divine knowledge pertaining to your experience if you've learned your lesson. You know, even so, when that divine being came and gave me that flower, you know, God knows our heart and our movements before we even do, before we know we're going there. But just because I received a flower, had I not even, you know, the next day, if life came around and made me more angry, or, you know, my husband could have done something, my son could have done something, my mom, anybody could have done something and just made me become more bitter, angry, mad, or I could have sought revenge. Anything could have closed that door back up for me. until I began to learn it again. But because I am attempting to be conscious, just because I shut down the door towards my exercising, doesn't mean I wasn't conscious. It means I wasn't fully awake. And that's okay. All of us are not fully awakened. Many of us won't waken enough because we aren't willing to understand. And like today, I have been thinking. A quote has been going through my mind today over and over again. If it doesn't shock you, it doesn't change you. And that's, I think, a quote that people use in the fitness industry. If it isn't hard, it ain't going to change. If it isn't difficult, it ain't going to change you. Whatever it is, there's something that I think I even used to post on my social media accounts when I was a fitness instructor. So, but in God's kingdom, there's a rhythm that takes place. And even in that rhythm, there are shocks. And that's why in our reality, in your life, you're going to have terrible experiences. Those are shocks to your system. And depending on where you are, you're going to have consecutive shocks, followed by, moments of or times of good times, then boom, shock. Shock, 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 shock. And however many shocks are necessary to get you moving in a different direction. It's like a wave that's hitting upon the beach or upon rocks. It's all the same wave or ripples. And they're still going and going and going. They just might shift and change direction. Or they might be a little bit stronger or look as if it's nothing there. Well, that ripple or waves are still there. They're just hitting somewhere else. And depending on what you learn, though, inside is the change of that ripple or the effect of that ripple. And so today, my shoulder thing, or my back, my heart. Sunday, I made the decision to exercise. I was like, well, I am just going to try. If it hurts, I'll stop. If I need to, I'll use lighter weights. I'll just go slower. But this might clear something up. So let's go ahead and get some movement going. I could have used the excuse of, well, I don't have the grandbaby this week. I have lots of free time. I can sit around and do nothing. It's going to be rainy. I'm just going to read or whatever. So I got Saturday, I got a message to be still. And I could have used that message of don't do anything at all this week. Kind of relax. And this is what I'm talking about when I said you have to use the gift of discernment, test the spirits. So what if that message of be still was the serpent in disguise telling me, go ahead, relax, don't do anything, you're hurting, take it easy. And what if I listened to that and then, Eventually, one day turned into 2 days, turned into 3 days, turned into 4 days, turned into an entire week, then 2 weeks, and 3 weeks, and 4 weeks. And I would have just stopped exercising again. So I have had this type of pain before. Although this type of pain used to make my entire neck, and I mean really, really difficult. And that is one reason why I ended up having neck surgery way back when. And also shoulder surgery way back when. So it really took me out. And I remembered that. I did not want this pain to take me out. I did not want this pain to take me away from living life, or more specifically, loving life. I decided to go ahead and exercise, and I did it. I felt great. And then I said, "Husband, let me help you today with cutting the grass." My husband has been feeling a little overwhelmed here lately. And so I offered, "Let me take one of your chores of cutting the neighbor's yard." And so I did. I did something else. He was really worried that I was going to hurt myself, and I said, "Well, if it begins to hurt, I'm just going to stop." You know? He says, "I don't want you to hurt your back, and then what if I need you this, you know?" I was like, "Look, let's just try it." But after I exercised, or during that exercise, I learned lots of lessons. I learned about who was trying to teach me something. My mother was teaching me something. I realized I was being introduced to my mother. Now, when you are being introduced, like Jesus was on the cross, he was introduced to his mom and her to him, and then Christ gave up to the ghost and ascended. Unless you have your divine mother there with you, the Holy Ghost can't be with you, because the Holy Ghost attaches to the mother, which attaches to you and carries you up the canal. And so I have my thing, my tightness, kind of still present, not very bad. I can turn both ways, up and down. It's still present though. I could say that the voice that I heard months and months and months and months ago that said, "You're nearly done," I tested that spirit when I said, "Well, I'm going to keep on going." I was like, "Thank you, but I'm going to keep on going." Because really, I knew there are certain things. You know, wait a minute. I was like, "Wait a minute. Jesus went through some stuff here, the dove, and things have to happen, or I know something has to happen here." That was me testing the spirit still and saying, "No, I hear you, but I'm not going to let this take me away from just moving forward. Something doesn't feel right." Now, had I, listened to myself, my true self, our divine being, our inner God is always trying to make us do what is really right for ourselves. Had I done that 4 years ago when I was really hitting rock bottom in my fitness regimen and just kept going, maybe I could have already had been there. I don't know. But I doubt it, because it's the experience that takes us through our ascension cycle. Your everyday experiences are linking you up with what the ascension cycle is and who is behind every single experience. You must make that connection, understand it, clear it, be okay with it. Don't attach yourself to it. Don't judge it and move it on. Set it free and keep on going. So it is only the true version, that is able to give birth to the Christ child or the soul. The soul will not be developed until you have your energies have become stabilized and the mother is now back to her virgin state. You become a resurrected mother. The energies are now being used for its greatest good, meaning that you are of true service to God. You know, we tend to think, I am still at, I don't know about this any longer because of my recent lesson about my exercising. You know, as simple as that is, or stupid and silly, whatever you want to call it, it is with my exercising. It has taught me, it has changed my mind or emptied my mind out. That's how we have to be. We have to have, I don't know. I can't answer that. Because when you think you know something, the ego is still intact. Until you have that full experience, then, you know, because I know within the past 4 years, I have been, when I have felt really bad, sluggish, full, even though the energies will make you feel full, so full and bloated. Even if you haven't eaten, you can just feel bloated. And, you know, I really knew that movement would have helped me move all of this along even faster. But I was just in so much resistance of it. But I don't want to say I love to suffer, but I make myself suffer a lot. Because in our suffering, we learn. In those continuous shocks, we can grow. We learn about who we are, and therefore we can become our greatest self, right? So I know that I have chosen that. We choose that. We do. We choose that to learn. The problem is that you aren't learning for the most part. Most people are not learning anything, which means that they are asleep. So every time, and now I forgot, I totally have forgotten. I remember. So, and this is really, I guess, this past last year. And especially after my mother-in-law's passing, when time was being given back to me a little, or more than it already had been, I really began to pray. A lot, or asking, please. I know exercising is going to be good for me. You know, but, you know, and something that I used to always teach people before when I was a fitness coach is, you know, you have to break a cycle of negativity. But also there is a flow as well. But sometimes you got to make yourself, you know, and I'm just saying, those are not probably the exact words that I would express before, but it's like, it takes what, 28 days to, break a habit. And if you are persistent though, you grow. And I know that that's what I had to do when I, in 2015 or whatever what year it was, yeah, 2015, when I had lost 160 pounds, or actually, well, more importantly, became more mobile. And I lost my physical pain. I did the same thing back then, but I just couldn't shake it this time again. So although I really knew what to do, I didn't do it. Until I had to really want something. Want something. Now, when I started praying here recently, or this past, months, 8 months, whatever it has been, I wanted to do it to the form of service. Because even though I am more mentally stronger and more emotionally stronger, physically, I was, I could have gotten back to the point of just not doing anything. And of course, I wasn't to that point, but my body, my joints, everything was sore, sore all the time. And I have, ever since I began exercising in 2015, I developed wrist pain, to the point where I just couldn't do certain exercises. Push-ups were not going to happen. Anything on the floor that dealt with my hands, and sometimes my knees as well, I just couldn't do. So that limited me. And for the past, what day? I think it makes 31 days. Not consecutive days, but 31 times that I have exercised. I give myself sometimes 2 days of rest here and there. Usually the days that I see my mom, to have some free time or not do it. And it's not that I have to do it. There's a difference. Have to do it. Ugh. Can really is still the ego there. But why I'm doing it? I'm doing it to truly serve my inner God and Goddess. I'm serving my mom and my father, my energies within, by doing this now. I couldn't say that before. One, I didn't understand, didn't believe in that. Of course, I believed in a God. But I, when you read about your body as your temple, blah, blah, blah. You read about that. But to understand it, because you have walked a path and then want to do something for the greatest good, is completely different. Now, I lost 160 pounds. I was doing it for the greatest good for that time frame. Something completely different. It still was, it was kind of selfish. It was selfish for myself. It was good for myself, but I was doing it for ego. I wanted to look beautiful. Of course, I wanted to be healthy, but I really wanted to be beautiful. I really wanted to be beautiful and liked and loved and fit into those cute outfits. Now I want to be good. I want to be good. That's why I'm doing it. If I get too lazy, or my the body develops too much pain, it has the ability to bring you down. And it can really, really take you down hard. Physical discomfort, pain can really limit, bring the mind down quickly, and then wound your heart even more so. So, but it was part of my path to develop mentally and emotionally. Of course, I lost all that weight and I was becoming more excited about living. That was necessary first. Then a shock took place. That shock has lasted, but it's been an absolutely blessing. You guys know what my last 4 years have been if you have been following me here. Our cycle is not easy. lots of beautiful things take place. Everything is a blessing. Everything in your life is a blessing, the good and the bad. Your choices. What you're doing is always by your choice. And it depends on who you're listening to, though. Whether we're listening so much to that ego. And the ego is like the opposite of the tree of life, though. When you are just stuck in that hell, you can be stuck in that hell, that darkness for forever. And that darkness can even make you feel as if you are at the top of the tree of life that's in the light when you aren't. And it, again, I can't help you determine where you currently are. It's even if you think where you are, you think that you're there, we can be so off. And that's why there are certain things that I am now thinking about that I can't answer to right now, because I may have been wrong. It, you know, if you are really exercising, and if exercising is your business, you know, and you are on your path to truly awakening, your reasons for beginning your fitness industry or your business, you know, I want people to really love themselves. I want people to be healthy. You know, all of those, you know, we think are really, really good things. There's a deeper root. And if you begin to grow and you're like, well, wait a minute, I really started this business to serve other people. And then this is why certain people who open businesses or have great ideas, like want to do something, it begins to not feel appealing any longer. They lose that spark that surrounds it. And that's why for myself, when I was a fitness coach, it didn't feel right any longer. I lost that spark because doing it for those reasons were wrong. You should do it as a full service to God. But if you don't even know what God is, how can you be doing it for God? If you don't know what it means to truly be of service, how can you be doing it for service? So, I guess I'm going to leave this video at this, and it's another long video, in which I did not think it was going to be so. I hope to add to this a little bit more as more information is, of course, given to me. And, of course, as I understand more of my own experiences here, I hope you guys have found some light in this video, and I shall talk to you guys soon. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your life. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.